that today you have people who believe in lordship salvation. And they will often use this passage of scripture, not from the King James Version, but rather from other versions of the Bible, to try to say, well, if you're really saved, you'll make Jesus Lord of your life. How many of you have ever heard something like that? If you're really saved, you'll make Jesus Lord of your life. And, you know, if you don't make him Lord of your life, then you're not really saved to begin with. Well, here's the problem with that, is the fact that Jesus is Lord, whether you try to make him Lord of your life or not. Okay. Right, yep. First and foremost. Secondly, it doesn't say to make Jesus Lord of your life. It just says to believe on Jesus. Okay. Amen. Who is Lord. Now, those who believe in lordship salvation, when they say make Jesus Lord of your life, what they're saying is this: you need to obey God's commandments. You need to repent of your sin if you're going to be saved. That's what they teach. Now think about this. If they're saying you have to obey God's commandments, you have to keep God's commandments, they're saying you have to repent of your sins, because part of the commandments is to repent of sin, correct? If they're saying you have to keep God's commandments, that basically means, according to this chapter, in context, they're going about to establish their own righteousness. Because look at verse number 3, it says, "For they being ignorant," and that's exactly what they are, "of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness," the Bible says, "have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." And that's exactly what these people do. Anybody who believes you have to repent of your sins to be saved, you have to keep God's commandments, just mark it down, translate it as this: they're trying to establish their own righteousness. They don't want the righteousness of God. And in fact, it goes on to say, verse 4, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that keepeth them." No, to everyone that believeth, it says. "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law." Look what it says: "that the man which doeth those things shall live by them." So he's saying, look, if you're trying to keep God's commandments in order to be saved, you better make sure that you're living by God's perfect standard of perfection. Well, that's interesting, because the Bible specifically says that there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. It reiterates over and over again that everyone has fallen short of the glory of God, right? And it says in verse 6, "but the righteousness," so it's making a distinction there, "which is of faith, speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend from heaven into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." So in order to tap into God's righteousness, it requires for you to place your faith in Jesus. That's what it's saying. And when you do that, the Bible specifically translates that as you submitting yourself to the righteousness of God.